107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden says he has new hope that a ceasefire deal in Gaza may be reached.
President Biden says we're, quote, closer than we've ever been to getting a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas.
We're not there yet. It's much, much closer than it was 3 days ago. So keep your fingers crossed.
CIA Director Bill Burns has been in the region working to secure a deal. Negotiations are expected to continue next week. Molly Nagel, ABC News, the White House.
Friday, Vice President Kamala Harris revealing her economic vision for America, calling for programs to help families buy homes and cut the cost of groceries and medicine. Former President Trump calling Harris's plan a disaster. Hurricane Ernesto churning in the Atlantic. The National Weather Service issuing alerts for high surf and rip currents up and down the East Coast. Bermuda is locking down, closing the airport while opening shelters. A top Ukrainian official saying for the first time that Ukraine's offensive inside Russia aims to persuade Russia to engage in peace talks. This is ABC News. A jury in Florida has convicted 60-year-old Susan Lawrence of manslaughter for the 2023 shooting death of a black neighbor.
We, the jury, find as count one of the charge. The defendant is guilty of manslaughter. Did the state prove beyond a reasonable doubt that during the commission of the offense, the defendant personally used a firearm? Yes. So say we all, dated the 16th day of August, 2024.
Lawrence had claimed self-defense when she fired a single shot at 35-year-old Akijay Owens, but prosecutors showed that Lawrence was in no immediate danger when she fired the weapon. She faces up to 30 years in prison when she's sentenced. A suspect's been charged in a complicated scheme to steal Graceland and defraud the family of Elvis Presley. Prosecutors say Lisa Findlay used multiple aliases trying to foreclose on Elvis's home, sell it at auction, claiming his late daughter Lisa Marie had put up the estate as collateral for a loan she didn't repay. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I'm going to share a story about me and my money. This starts in my 20s when I was what I will call an avoider. I was an avoider because I just felt like I was bad at money. You know, I didn't want to think about money. I didn't want to do anything with money except make it and spend it and close my eyes and pray that the rent check would cash. I spent a few years beating myself up about not paying attention to my money. Until I started having a very short money meeting with myself every month. And those meetings taught me that with a little bit of effort, I could be on top of my money. I could know when it was coming and I could know where it was going. And eventually, I was able to make plans for it. So if you're stuck in the avoider trap, hey, I know what it's like. Invite yourself to a money meeting. I promise you it'll pay off. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The economy is doing well, but anecdotal evidence at Wisconsin food pantries suggests people are still struggling. Savannah Tomei Olson reports on one food pantry where traffic has doubled in the past year.
The Oregon Area Food Pantry has already served almost 550 people this month, and we're only halfway through August. The price of food is up, the cost of rent is up, and childcare is astronomical. The executive director says most people who rely on the pantry work, some of them two and three jobs, but with rising costs of living, it's just not enough. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Some county fairs in Wisconsin are banning lactating dairy cows this summer out of concern over bird flu spreading to dairy cows. Bird flu has not been found in any Wisconsin dairy herds, but it is affecting cows in states like Minnesota, Iowa, and Michigan. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Packers and the Broncos. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay Packers in Denver with their joint practice with the Broncos. Quarterback Jordan Love says the Broncos defense was challenging.
Doing the joint practices, going to see a new defense, going against new players. So there was a couple plays here and there that we missed. It just wasn't our best day productivity-wise. But, you know, it goes back to, you know, just being able to learn and grow from that. You know, seeing this new defense that we haven't really gone against, haven't got a scout. But we'll be able to go back, watch film, and, you know, learn from these opportunities.
Green Bay defensive quarterback Jaire Alexander says he remembers watching the Carolina Panthers in a joint practice.
It always motivates me. It always brings me back to a time where I was in that position, looking up to players in my city like Steve Smith. So I know what it's like for them to have a player like myself come up and sign, and it's always humbling. I think this was a good day for us. I think there was a lot to learn from. You know, I think there's things we could have been better at. But all in all, this is what we do it for. We do it to improve.
That's the Packers' Jaire Alexander. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, few showers around tonight and a low in the mid-60s. And more clouds around for tomorrow, maybe a pop-up shower and highs in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s Sunday. A couple of nice days Monday and Tuesday, mostly sunny and highs near 80. Right now it's 70 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
It's the Democratic National Convention, everybody, and I could not be more excited. It kicks off with President Joe Biden, and I'll be joined by County Executive David Crowley.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. First he goes after cats and cat ladies, J.D. Vance, and now apparently him and Kevin, is it Kevin Roberts? What's his last name? Kevin Roberts. He's the president of the Heritage Foundation. He's got a new book out, Dawn's Early Light, Taking Back Washington, D.C. to Save America. J.D. Vance wrote the foreword for it. And in this book, Roberts says he targets the, this is from Media Matters, quote, Roberts targets the Swamp Doodle Dog Park in Washington, D.C. for having too much room for dogs to play and not enough room for children. He says this is the result of, quote, the anti-family culture shaping legislation, regulation, and enforcement through our sprawling government. Yeah. He goes on to write, getting married and having kids gives you skin in the game for the future of your country. It forces you to grow up, give up childish things, and live in the real world. Right. Let's go after dog people. Those dog parks, they're just too... Sean's here with her fists up. Sean's got two beautiful, big, big, beautiful dogs. Amazing. It's just amazing. Also... Donald Trump says, I'm entitled to have personal attacks against Kamala Harris. Now, Sidney Blumenthal has an interesting column. You know, he was one of Clinton's advisors back in the day. I mean, Bill Clinton. He was an advisor to Hillary as well. In fact, it was his emails that initially got leaked by WikiLeaks. The headline is, Donald Trump is desperate to land a punch on Kamala Harris, but he fails. And he starts out telling the story of King George III. King George III was the guy who, we fought the Revolutionary War against, I believe. There was a transition between King George II and George III that was right around the time of the Revolution. I'm pretty sure that George III, well, anyway, I'm not a scholar of British history, but here's the story. George III apparently suffered from bipolar disorder. And he read Shakespeare's play about a mad king, King Lear. And apparently, this is from a his doctor. His doctor. These papers were only released 6 years ago, but this is from 1788, right? The year that we finished writing the Constitution and we were selling the Constitution. The Constitution was written in 1787. It was ratified in 1789. This is 1788. This is the king's doctor. Quote. This morning he is more agitated and confused, perhaps from having been permitted to read King Lear. It upset him so much, his majesty became so ungovernable, that recourse was had to the strait waistcoat, also known as a straitjacket. They put King George III in a straitjacket. Yeah. So here we have this mad king, Donald Trump, or wannabe king, once in future king, maybe. And, but, you know, consider this. In Federalist 69, Alexander Hamilton wrote, our president will be subject to impeachment and removal and liable to prosecution and punishment in the ordinary course of law. The person of the King of Great Britain is sacred and inviolable. There is no constitutional tribunal to which he is amenable, no punishment to which he can be subjected without involving the crisis of a national revolution, end quote. But on July 1st, when the six right-wingers on the Supreme Court, these radical Republicans, ruled that that Donald Trump has immunity from criminal prosecution if he commits official acts, Justice Sotomayor dissented, saying the president is now a king above the law. As Shakespeare wrote in King John, mad world, mad kings, mad composition. Yeah. So Trump now comes out and says, I have a right to make personal attacks on, and he's calling her Kambala and asking if she's black, and I mean, just, you know, saying that she has a screechy voice, and all the things that these idiot men, these just real ass men, who hate women, say about women, or white racists say about black people. He's saying she's stupid, she's lazy, she doesn't. I mean, it is so transparent. This is not a dog whistle. This is a bullhorn. You know, Donald Trump, he's doing everything except call her the N-word. And he would do that, you know, if he could get away with it. In fact, behind the scenes, he's calling her the B-word. So, you know, the word for female dogs. So, anyway. Tim Walz, this is, I think I mentioned this, or was I telling Sean about it? No, I think I mentioned it on the air, that Tim Walz was talking about white guy food. There's this new video out. Did I talk about this on the air, Sean, or did I just tell you during the break? About the white guy tacos?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yes, what? I did say it on the air. Okay, so I don't need to go. I'm not going to repeat all that. But anyhow, they're all, apparently the Republicans are all hysterical, saying, you know, this was a race, this is racism. Nah, I grew up in the Midwest. You know, it's not racism. Sorry. You know, they just can't find anything to pick on these guys with, you know, Walz and Harris. Trump's campaign to belittle Harris, a number of people, you know, a number of Republicans are saying that this is just hurting Trump. I mean, this is not helping him at all. And I agree with this. I mean, I'm seeing Republicans now coming out and say this. And I think they're absolutely right. I just don't think that personal attacks are going to work. Here's how things change. In 2016, and 2015, really, when Trump was running in the Republican primary, he started using personal attacks, slurs, and name-calling as a way of demonstrating the weakness of his Republican opponents. You know, low-energy Jeb, little Marco. Marco tried to push back, saying, Trump's got small hands, you know what that means. And Trump was like, you know, I can, you know, I guarantee there's nothing wrong down there. Well, Stormy Daniels would differ, but nonetheless, it didn't stick. But little Marco, they still call him little Marco. So what happened was back in 2015, no politician had ever really done that before. I mean, you know, Ronald Reagan didn't make fun of the appearance of Jimmy Carter or his wife. I mean, Trump actually went after Ted Cruz's wife, called her ugly. And so because it was novel, because it was new, because it was a brand new thing in politics, I mean, you know, 240 years of American politics, and we had never had a politician call another politician's wife ugly as part of his campaign, as a winning strategy, or imply that he's low energy or has small male equipment or anything like that. It just had not been done. And so when Trump did it, it was novel. And that you know, the old saying, you know, when a dog bites a man, that's not news. When a man bites a dog, that's news, right? This was the man bites dog. Nobody had ever done it before. And so it got a lot of coverage, and it actually was effective. Well, that was 10 years ago. It's not effective, or 9 years ago. It's not effective anymore. It's just like, you know, everybody's like, okay, Donald, so, you know, you want to do name calling. Isn't that what 10-year-olds do on the playground? I just don't see how he can win this election this way. I mean, you know, I'll give you, we're still, you know, a couple months out. We're a month and a half out from early voting. We're 80 some odd days, or in the neighborhood of 80 days out from the election itself. And anything can happen in that period of time. Yeah, we're exactly 80 days out today. 80 days, 14 hours, 45 minutes and 18 seconds from the election. From the end of the election, or maybe that's the beginning of the election day, but I just don't see it working. Do you? I'm curious what you think. I realize big things could happen. Some huge scandal about Harris and Walz could come out. If there is one, Republicans are going to hold it close to their chest until probably the last week of September, the first week of October. You know, the whole October surprise thing, although October surprises don't work as well now because now we've got all this extended early voting, which, you know, I mean, Trump just early voted. So I believe that was in the primary, though. Anyhow, back with your calls.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program. What's on your mind?
On how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Introducing Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food.
I have been feeding them Dr. Marty's freeze-dried raw formula for years. And this food is a big part of why their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful and playful.
And dog parents across the U.S. are loving it.
My dog Hazel is a 10-and-a-half-year-old golden retriever. And ever since I've been feeding her Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend food, she is like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
We're so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee. And for a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Text Tom to 511-511 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like 200 billion bucks. Then Jeff Bezos.
I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll say Bill Gates. He would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah. What would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, honey bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
Chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Ben Wickler. No, I was involved in politics for 30 plus years. I've never seen anything in the state of Wisconsin like I saw in Eau Claire last week. 2 miles away from the venue, and there were cars parked alongside the roads.
It's not just cities, it's rural places and small towns and medium-sized towns. It's everything. Voters realize in this moment they have the power to shape history.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Ever exercise and watch what you eat and then get frustrated when you don't see results? Well, your secret weapon for heart health is Superbarium Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarium is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbarium is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. It helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbarium's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly 3 times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine has been shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbarium and get 15% off. Just go to superbarium.com and enter the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's Superbarium, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbarium.com. Code Tom, superbarium.com, code Tom to get that 15% off.
You see the world around you, it's changing every day. Frustration in your heart and you don't know what to say. You feel the weight of anger, the heaviness of fear. But there's a way to make a change, the path is crystal clear. Don't just sit there waiting for the tide to turn. Rise up and take your stand. Let your passion burn.
21 minutes past the hour. Tag, you're it. Indeed. Anthony in Boise, Idaho. Hey, Anthony, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. First time calling. I did have a question about the idea of Trump escaping to Venezuela should he lose the election.
Yeah.
I understand Venezuela doesn't have any extradition treaties.
That's correct.
Wouldn't he be in danger of Maduro maybe imprisoning him for his support of the coup with Guaido and all that went on a few years ago?
My guess is that if Trump goes to Venezuela and says to Maduro, I'll help legitimize you, Maduro will embrace him. These guys are both hustlers.
Okay.
You know, they know each other. They're cut from the same cloth. Even though Maduro claims he's a lefty and Trump claims he's a righty, they're really both authoritarians. So, yeah, I think it's entirely possible that he will do this. I mean, he told Elon Musk he was going to do it. He said, you know, if I lose the election, or he said, if the election goes the wrong way, we'll have to have lunch in Venezuela. I'm taking it as him at his word. Anthony, thanks for the call. Stephen in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Stephen, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Say, did I hear you right last week discussing the idea you're going to put solar panels on your place?
We did. We're waiting for the city electrical inspector to come out and finalize it, and then the power company puts a reverse meter on. So it'll be another week or two before we're actually generating electricity off our roof. But then my car will be driving absolutely free. Which is
wow, that's great. Say, did you have to cut trees or anything in order to get the sunshine on them? Or?
No, we didn't. Fortunately, the house was in an area where it was full sunlight.
I was going to say, here in New Mexico, we have two major manufacturers building huge facilities that will employ eventually up to 2,600 people in solar energy. One of the companies' name is Maxeon, and another one is Ebon out of Delaware.
That's interesting. I don't recall the brand, but the solar panels they put on our house were made in the U.S., so which was kind
of... Yeah, they're probably Cellfab.
Yeah, okay. I don't know.
Because they're made here in Washington and up in Toronto.
Yeah. Cool.
One other thing I was going to say, check with your home insurance company, because some home insurance companies won't cover solar in the event of hailstorms.
Oh, interesting. Okay, I'll do
so that. You might want to see, sometimes they'll just increase it a little bit in order to cover it, or they might already have a policy that's included.
Yeah.
It's what I found out after I had mine on for 2 years, and I've saved now, I haven't had an electric bill in about 28 months.
Wow, that's great. That's great. Yeah, I'm quite sure that once we get this thing rolling, that it's going to alter our habits. I mean, we're pretty good about turning lights out and stuff, but you know, when you're making your own electricity, you start paying attention to it a whole lot more closely.
Yeah, no, it's the best way to go. And when you live in areas where there's enough sunshine during the year, it saves a lot of money.
Yeah, we're gonna pretty much hit our consumption throughout the summer, even with air conditioning. But in the winter, because we're at such a northern latitude, we're only going to be covering probably 30-35% of our electricity. But you know, hey, it's cool, it's fun. We had a power failure last night. The power went out at 11 o'clock, came back on at 2 o'clock. We don't have the system online yet because they haven't put the meter in yet. So our house went dark for 3 hours. I'm looking forward to the time when the house won't go dark, because you know we've got three batteries that are installed in the garage too that go with the system. So anyway,
that's great. What kind of solar car do you have?
Ionic 5.
Oh, okay.
They are the most spectacular car. They're like spaceships. They are so cool. If you've never driven one, take a test drive. They'll blow your mind. These cars.
I'll have to try that. Thank you.
Yeah, Stephen, I got to move along, but thanks for the call. Good talking to you. Beachside Bill. Hey, Bill in Orlando. What's up?
Afternoon, Tom. Hope all is well. It's been a while.
So far, so good.
You had a call early talk about the children in Florida. You know, 1 in 5 children in Florida are food dependent. They need food. And it's just a sad statistic for this governor, like you were just talking about electric. He denies climate change, and he says knock on wood when the storms are out there. So that's where I'm stuck at here. We're still way behind you here in Florida. We're catching up. We will catch up. But another thing about this deviant governor of mine, he's on our amendment, the Amendment 4, which is the abortion amendment, he wants to attach a legal definition, a financial statement. I'm sorry, I got lost there. And in the financial statement, he says that abortions may negatively affect the growth of state and local revenues over time, and potential litigation will result in additional costs to the state governments. So, in other words, you know, he's anti-abortion amendment.
Yeah, he's basically saying have more babies because they grow up to be taxpayers, right?
Exactly. Yeah. That's it. Yeah, yeah. And he wants white babies too.
Yeah, of course he does. You know, what a great argument. Beachside Bill, thank you very much. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
In the truth, Ron DeSantis would really rather you didn't know all about it. I'll be right back with more of your calls.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden says he has new hope that a ceasefire deal in Gaza may be reached.
President Biden says we're, quote, closer than we've ever been to getting a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas.
We're not there yet. It's much, much closer than it was 3 days ago. So keep your fingers crossed.
CIA Director Bill Burns has been in the region working to secure a deal. Negotiations are expected to continue next week. Molly Nagel, ABC News, The White House.
Friday, Vice President Kamala Harris revealing her economic vision for America, calling for programs to help families buy homes and cut the cost of groceries and medicine. Former President Trump calling Harris's plan a disaster. Hurricane Ernesto churning in the Atlantic. The National Weather Service issuing alerts for high surf and rip currents up and down the East Coast. Bermuda is locking down, closing the airport while opening shelters. A top Ukrainian official saying for the first time that Ukraine's offensive inside Russia aims to persuade Russia to engage in peace talks. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican vice presidential running mate J.D. Vance in Milwaukee Friday meeting with law enforcement officers. He says if elected, the Trump administration would make it easier to do their jobs. Vice President Harris has been running on her record as a former prosecutor and promises to support police. The Democratic National Convention starts Monday in Chicago. Protesters say they're dismayed by restrictions. Catherine Carley reports.
Julie Ramirez, a member of Chicago's city council, criticizes restrictions on protesters ahead of next week's Democratic National Convention, banning stages, portable restrooms, tents, and sound equipment.
The city is taking away the beauty of the protest, the beauty of community.
Officials argue those could be a safety risk or used for illegal activity. I'm Catherine Carley.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Bob Odenkirk and Bill Burr have been on their share of stages, but both will experience a first when they head to Broadway next spring. The actor-comedians will join Kieran Culkin on Broadway and Glengarry Glen Ross. If you haven't seen the 1992 film written by David Mamet based on his play of the same title, it's worth a watch. The story is set in a cutthroat Chicago real estate office. Burr will be in the Dave Moss role, played by Ed Harris in the film. Culkin will play Richard Roma, who is portrayed by Al Pacino, and Odenkirk takes the role of Shelley Levine, the character played by Jack Lemmon. That's one to see. If Taylor Sheridan has writer's cramp, he is great at hiding it. He's written yet another Yellowstone spinoff that's headed to the little screen. The show Madison will star Michelle Pfeiffer as the female lead. She will also executive produce. Madison follows a New York City family as they adjust to life in the West. Rumors are that Kurt Russell will also join the cast. Madison's previous title was 2024. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, few showers around tonight and a low in the mid-60s. And more clouds around for tomorrow, maybe a pop-up shower and highs in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s Sunday. A couple of nice days Monday and Tuesday, mostly sunny and highs near 80. Right now it's 70 degrees.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, he's known on TikTok as Mr. Global. Matt Randolph, an oil and gas expert, joins us to talk about the myths of prices. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Who has been opposing tooth and nail the Biden-Harris administration to lower drug costs for seniors on Medicare, like they've been doing it through the courts. They've been manipulating the patent system. And the report that we released yesterday was just showing how the manufacturers of the drugs, the 10 drugs that were announced yesterday, how they've been using different types of tactics to keep exclusivity on their products. And what that means is they're using the patent system to artificially keep competition out from competing to lower prices and just to keep prices high for seniors. So there's like a various set of ways that they do this. It's called tactics like evergreening, where they just put a lot of patents on a certain drug that as a way to, you know, over different things like different packaging or things like that, or patent thickets, which is similar to that, or pay for delay, where they like try to get a generic to delay coming onto market so that they can keep their prices high. And what the Biden-Harris administration was doing yesterday for the first time ever, because of the Inflation Reduction Act, is allowing Medicare to negotiate directly with these drug companies so that they can lower costs and pass those costs, lower costs onto seniors on the Part D program.
You know, it's really and truly nuts, Tony, is that we had to have legislation to allow for this. I mean, you know, when Bush and the Republicans did their Medicare Reform Act, well, actually, this may go way back before 2003 or 2004 even? When did it become illegal for Medicare to negotiate drug prices? I mean, the military negotiates, VA negotiates drug
right.
prices, hospitals negotiate drug prices. Why can't Medicare, who put that into law and when?
Well, so if you heard what President Biden said yesterday when he was announcing this, this was like a piece of legislation that he's been fighting for since the 1970s to get care the ability to negotiate.
So this must go back to the founding of Medicare.
Yeah, right. Well, and I would say specifically, though, when the Part D program was created under the Bush administration, the pharmaceutical industry and the Republicans in Congress were able to get a provision in there that would made that it was illegal for Medicare to negotiate. So
that
became
the law.
Okay. They couldn't do that.
Right.
And obviously, but this has been something that, like I said, there's been decades that we've been fighting for to get lower costs for seniors.
Right.
Because everyone knows that people are paying too much for prescription drugs, particularly for seniors that are relying on this more and more. So to the extent that, like, that's why I think yesterday was such a breakthrough moment that we were, well, getting the Inflation Reduction Act passed. You know, this is the first time that, President Biden said that it took on Big Pharma and won. They spent $400 million to try to get the Inflation Reduction Act not to pass, and they've been clogging up the courts with lawsuits. They've been doing everything that they can to try to make sure that this doesn't happen. All the while, they're making, you know, huge amounts of profits.
Right. What and using that profit to buy back their own stocks and inflate the salaries for their CEOs and whatnot. One of the big justifications that Big Pharma uses for these absurd prices that they've been charging us and charging Medicare is, and I understand that we pay between 2 and 4 times as much for most prescription drugs or many prescription drugs as people in any other developed country of the world. And correct my numbers if I'm off on that. One of the rationales that they use is that they've got to do this for research and development. My understanding is the federal government pays for most pharmaceutical R&D. Am I wrong?
Well, what we've shown, particularly with the 10 drugs that there was a study that came out that showed that there was like nearly $12 billion of taxpayer money that went into developing a lot of the drugs that were negotiated, just the first 10. Mm-hmm. But one thing that we did look at too in an earlier report that we were looking at the pharmaceutical industry is, you're right that they make this claim that, you know, lowering drug costs means that we're not going to have research and development, we're not going to have innovation. And what we found is that while there was like $95 billion that the manufacturers spent of the 10 drugs spent on research and development, we actually found that they spent $162 billion on stock buybacks, dividends, CEO salaries, you name it, on like marketing and administrative costs. So this is one of the claims that we see that the pharmaceutical industry and their allies in Congress make all the time. But when we looked at the numbers, that just doesn't hold water.
Yeah, it's just, it's obscene. So where do we go from here? President Biden got this passed in the Inflation Reduction Act. Not one single Republican voted for it in either the House or the Senate. They have sworn, you know, on a stack of Bibles, if Donald Trump gets into office, they're going to repeal it. Where do we go from here?
Well, I think you're right. Like, if you look at like the Project 2025 agenda, like one of the big pieces out there is that they want to repeal the Inflation Reduction Act, which this Medicare negotiating power was made possible because of that law. This is something that's really popular with the American people, even though it's been taking decades to get there. If you ask the American people if Medicare should be able to negotiate to lower costs, most people agree with that. I remember the previous administration, President Trump also said that he was open to having Medicare negotiate drug prices. But that obviously didn't happen.
But he never did it.
Yeah, right.
Talk is cheap.
But he talked about that, but President Biden and Vice President Harris actually delivered on it. But I would also say, so the first 10 drugs happened this year, and then there's going to be another 15 drugs the following year, and then there's a series of 20 drugs year after year as we grow the number of drugs that can be directly negotiated. So there's a lot that can be going on just from the passage of this law, but obviously that there's other ways and other proposals that are out there to expand that to more drugs, to expand it to bigger populations, not just those on Medicare. But I think I want to just take the historic moment of this week, of this coming into law, what a big deal it is,
yeah.
And just to see that this is happening. It's really
an opportunity to emphasize how insane it is that when Bush and the Republicans created Medicare Part D, and I believe that was part of the same effort that created Medicare Advantage, wasn't it?
I believe so.
Yeah, it was the Medicare Reform Act of 2003 or 2005, mm-hmm. or whatever year it was. It was a nice program and all that kind of thing, but it was, you know, really a gift to the pharmaceutical industry. But they explicitly said that Medicare, which pays for billions of dollars of drugs a year, cannot negotiate drug prices. There is nothing more anti-competitive, and therefore there is nothing more anti-capitalism, actually, because, you know, the foundation of capitalism is competition. Nothing more anti-competitive than that. I mean, this was just pure corruption. The pharmaceutical industry gave the GOP a pile of money, and the GOP gave them this gift.
Well, I was just also, I mean, as you know, and I'm sure as your listeners know, that how deep-pocketed the pharmaceutical industry is, and to the extent that one person can feel like that they can go up against an industry that has that much power. But I think together, like you said, like Medicare is representing tens of millions of people, being able to use that negotiating power to lower costs, I think that is all to the good. And I think it's just a really great thing that this has finally been able to happen. And we're going to see how the savings, you know, the administration announced yesterday that compared to the cost that from this year, if these lower prices were in effect, that Medicare would have saved $6 billion, that would have translated to $1.5 billion in people's pockets directly that are on the program that are using
in copays and things.
So yeah. This is money, yeah.
Yep.
This is money in people's pocket.
Tony Kark is the executive director of Accountable.us. You can read the report there. Hang on just a second.
To Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This guy always steps on me. Accountable.us. Tony, thanks so much for dropping by. It's great talking
to you. Thank you.
Great having you with us. 43 minutes past the hour. Your call's up next to Anything Goes Weekend. Welcome back, Kevin and Union. Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming, and it's not just your mind that suffers when you're feeling tense and anxious. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. And for next-level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, but the Spore probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin, you know, your happy hormone. Plus, it supports better sleep. For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com. with the promo code Tom. Now you can download the Just Thrive episode and listen to our interview with founder of Just Thrive, Tina Anderson.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The Todd Almost Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Almost Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
I trust Tim Walz to blank.
One from Luke Mathers that says, Tim Walz seems like the neighbor who knew that you were going to be out of town that weekend, so he mowed your lawn while you were gone so you didn't have to do it when you got back.
Keith from Middleton.
I was just going to say, I trust Tim Walz to watch my 3 and 5 year old grandchildren.
I trust Tim Walz to escort me home to get away from the creep at the bar.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and blood sugar levels. You ever exercise and watch what you eat and then get frustrated because you don't see results? Well, your secret weapon for heart health is Superbarine Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarine is a plant-based supplement from nature, and both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbarine is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. That helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbarine's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbarine plus 15% off. Just go to superbarine.com and enter the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Superbarine, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbarine.com. And the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, to get a free month supply and 15% off. Superbarine.com, code TOM.
Message to share. Tuning in the voices from everywhere.
49 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Lowell in Salem, Oregon. Hey, Lowell, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I wanted to get your take on the recent Supreme Court decision and the reason for the split on the liberal justices over the opioid decision. Because Kagan and Sotomayor voted with the minority, which was to protect the Sackler family from further lawsuits, whereas Ketanji Brown Jackson voted in favor in the majority, which I never thought I'd agree with Gorsuch on anything.
Yeah.
But so why would they have split like that?
I don't know, Lowell. I'm really sorry. That's one of the few news events and Supreme Court decisions that's come down that I haven't done my homework on. I haven't read the decision, and I haven't read anything, you know, really thoughtful about the decision. It kind of just slid by on a busy news day. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's on Friday, June 28th in the New York Times.
Yeah.
If you can go back and look at that.
Yeah, I will try to this weekend. You've aroused my curiosity.
It's a little puzzling. Yeah, it's a little puzzling because I want a strong consumer advocate on the Supreme Court, not these people who keep protecting corporate shills.
Yeah.
So, you know, I want someone like Ralph Nader on the Supreme Court.
Me too.
You know, who will actually, defend consumers because we have nothing.
Yeah.
You know, really.
Yeah. In fact, I think in the entire history of the Supreme Court, there have only been three or four people who were ever, you know, lawyers for average people. Mostly it's been corporate lawyers and government lawyers.
Right. And that's why, you know, some of us kind of had a little bit of a thing about Merrick Garland because he was, wasn't he defending drug companies?
Yeah, he was another corporate lawyer.
During part of his career, which is like, come on, please don't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
I'll have to look it up, but, Lowell. I'm sorry I'm ignorant about this one.
Oh, sure. And if you could talk about it at some point, that would be great.
I will try to see what I can find. Thank you. Linda in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Hey, Linda, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I'm in Hoffman Estates, just outside of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my questions is there any way a fan from Chicago can meet up with you while you're in Chicago? Because I can't get into the convention.
On Friday of next week, we're going to be doing, Stephanie Miller and I will both be doing our shows from a diner in Chicago. And that's being put on by WCPT. I'm pretty sure that the tickets are all sold out, though. The other thing, though, is that in October, I will be coming back to town, and I will be doing a book signing at the Frugal Muse bookstore in Darien, which is another suburb. I'm not sure where it is relative to Hoffman Estates.
That's not far from me. What is it, Frugal? What is the
Frugal bookstore? Muse.
Frugal Muse.
Okay. M-U-S-E.
Oh. M-U-F-E.
And if you call them up, they can, I don't know if they're going to sell tickets or if it's just going to be, you know, open seating or whatever.
I'd love to meet
you. Yeah, but I'll be there and I'll be signing books. I've got a new book coming out, The Hidden History of American Democracy. It comes out in late October, late September, early October. And that's the book I'll be signing.
Can I make one other comment?
Sure.
Can I make one other comment? I saw Joe Biden, and he is a great man. He is for country over his personal thing.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to see something really great about him, I'm sure you thought, you can do it on YouTube or whatever. Watch what he spoke at the LBJ Library, and he talked about what he still wants to do and it's about above the immunity law and mm-hmm. about the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
And doing a code of contact, but on the conduct. But at the very end, he talks about how he got into politics and how he was with a really good firm mm-hmm. moving up, and they asked him to run for something, and how he gave up that to get into politics, and how his first wife said to him, get in it or get out of it, but do what you want, you know, yeah. kind of. It's yeah. really, it made me choke up
yeah.
because he told how he got into it for the real purpose of what real service is.
And then after he won the election, his wife and daughter and maybe a son, too, were all killed in a
yeah,
car accident.
Yeah, were killed, yep, yep. Yeah. But, I mean, he's a real patriot.
When
Trump talks about the word patriot to these January 6th things, I don't know how it does.
That's a joke. And he's a
but
real man too. He's a gentleman.
Yeah,
he's a gentleman. Linda, I have to move along. I want to get another call in here before the break. Thank you very much, Kevin in Des Moines, Washington. I'm sorry, Kevin. What's on your mind today?
Yes. Before I get to my nightmare, remind Greg Palast that we have training slaves in this country. Only it's not racial slaves. It's economic slaves. It's called the draft. That, you know, so anyway, my nightmare is anthrax attack on 20 or 25 post offices at the end of October.
Hmm.
That the post office
shut down
well over
ballots, you mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well over $1 billion putting in the biohazard detection system, and it detects anthrax.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can attack 20 or 25 mail-in state ballot post offices that would just throw everything into disarray.
It might. On the other hand, that might be necessitate a declaration of an emergency and moving the date back a day or two or something like that.
I hope so.
Yeah, it is. They'll deal with it, Kevin. I'm not panicked. Kevin, thanks for the call. Mark in Wilson, North Carolina. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Fine. What's on your mind?
Good, good. So I wanted to just, I'm a little miffed right now, but I just wanted to run something by you because I'm in Raleigh, and, you know, I just went over to check out I wanted to go to the event that, you know, that Kamala Harris is at today over in Raleigh. And, you know, I drove an hour and a half to get over there, and I get there, and, like, there's like a bunch of tables like setting up, and I just figured that they're probably taking names for volunteers or whatever. And they asked me if I was on the list. And I was like, what list? And they're like, well, you have to be registered for this event.
Right.
And I said, oh, I didn't know that. Did you send something out or whatever? And they're like, no, it's basically a private event, and we have to run a background check on everybody.
Right. This is a new requirement of the Secret Service. I don't know how new it is, but the Secret Service requires that anybody coming into any of these events has to be vetted. It's like going through an airport.
Right. So which is cool. Yeah, which is cool. But the thing is that he didn't say that. The volunteer that turned me away basically was, well, you understand, whatever. But anyway. What missed me was the people that were in back of me. Mm. This lady shows up, and she was on the list, but her kids were not on the list.
Oh no!
And they were like, oh, and then they just shooed them through.
Oh yeah, well they're kids. So, I mean, they're probably not sharpshooters. Mark, I got to run. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you're miffed, but you know, we're all adults here. We'll get over it.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food dog whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Hey, it's producer Conrad. Pete will be back from vacation Monday with guests Rob Thomas and Bill Leff. The Democratic National Convention is next week, so join the Nightlight stream from 7 to 9 p.m. on Facebook, YouTube, or X.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.